You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on a Tuesday morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful day to be alive and to be a child of the living God. So we pray that you are doing well. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. If you are new to the area, we would be honored if you would check out Merritt Assembly of God. Our church is blessed to be a blessing. I make no bones about it. I'm not here pretending to be someone that I'm not or a church that we are not. We are a smaller congregation, but we do love Jesus. We love people. We want to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to the community. We've been at it for quite a while now, and we're still trying to get better each and every day, so we would love to have you come and join us. Today, I'd like to say thank you to one of our friends of the Refresh Radio program and myself, and that's Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and his team. They're a family-based business. They're licensed and insured. They've got decades of landscaping business experience. They travel all throughout Brevard County with a full array of products. They can work on your drains and downspouts. They worked on my irrigation system. They one of the most recent things that they did was put in some drip irrigation lines near our sign so that it did not get discolored by our well. They've installed a tank so that it filters out the impurities that were coloring our building and things like that. They repositioned the sprinkler heads. They've put in new landscaping. They added a downspout sprinkler head to where the water that comes off the roof, it goes to a different area of the lawn and waters it. I've never seen that when they put that in. They offer landscape lighting, water features, putting greens, artificial turf, paver installation. They can do everything from design to plant to maintain the outdoor area of your dreams to where it'll be something that you will love to spend time with. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. If you want to see a number of the products that they have, including a very small display of what a putting green could look like in your property, they have one of those on display at Space Coast Nursery, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. They're open Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. The phone number there is 321-452-5565. And like I say, they've worked hard on that. They've got a rows and rows of different plants. They know about those plants. You can check them out on their Facebook page. And they put little explanations up there. It's a very interesting thing that they do to let you know some of the products that would work well in your situation. You tell them whether you're looking for full sunlight, partial sunlight, or little sunlight, and they know what will thrive in that area and will be more than glad to set you up to succeed. So thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Again, their phone numbers are 321-749-1432 and 321-452-5565. So we are in Ephesians chapter 6, and we are, as we're talking about praying, we're looking at verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So there are There are several more of those schemes. I shared on yesterday's program how that word is in the Greek is the word from which we get method. So we can see that it's some of the methods of the devil, and that's the word that is used here. So I thought I would just give you a little bit of an insight into the devil. The word there is diabolo. It means slanderous one. In other words, he lies. He is described as the father of lies. He is also known as the adversarial one. And that means that he has positioned himself as an adversary of humanity because he has positioned himself as an adversary to God. Man was created in God's image. Now, it is true that because sin has come into the world, we have a damaged image. We are like a, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these videos where a person is driving their brand new sports car off of the lot and it's got all sorts of power. They pull out into traffic, they hit the accelerator, they lose control of it, and they wreck their new car before they've even driven it a mile. Those things are just heartbreaking to watch. As a person who's driven older cars my entire life, but I've had some pretty nice cars when I was in my younger life. They were older, but they were nice. You just hate to see that pristine, high-performance automobile get radically distorted before it's ever got to function. And so man was created in the image of God, but that image has been distorted because sin came in. Sin never comes in and makes a situation better, always makes the situation worse. So he's adversarial to God. He's the leader of fallen angels, and he is also the tempter. So if you are ever tempted, if you ever give in to temptation, it is not because God wanted you tempted. It's because Satan wanted to tempt you. And so the greatest way I know to deal with temptation is to deal with it from the perspective of the Word of God. That's the way that Jesus dealt with temptation. The Bible is filled with people who failed the test of temptation. Jesus shows us the way to conquer temptation, and that is to have a better grasp of the Word of God than the devil's ability to distort it. And so once you know the Word of God, then you know that God, because he did not withhold his son Jesus, will not withhold any blessing from us. And every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. A good and perfect gift never comes from the devil. Ever. And so we need to understand the one who is operating in our lives with these wiles that we need to put on the full armor of God, one of the aspects of which is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Prayer is an essential element to the armor of God. So on yesterday's program, we talked about praying so that we do not experience spiritual confusion, so that we do not experience discontent, that we do not experience offense, and we do not experience bitterness. I want to go back and talk about offense. I don't think I talked about that much at all yesterday, and that is this. We live in a day and time where being offended happens a great deal. The Bible does talk about living our lives in such a way that we are not offending believers. And it was primarily how you operated in your life as far as the freedoms that you have in Christ, but do not use those freedoms to bring offense to a brother that happens to be there who is in a position of more spiritual weakness than you are. In 2025 and in most recent memories, we have been living in a society that has been dictated by the tyranny of the offended. Well, that offends me. And, well, you know, there's a lot of things in life that may not be comfortable to us, but we can never compromise truth just because truth offends someone. You know, I was offended by a lot of the test scores that I had when I was growing up, even though I did pretty well academically. I still have some of my Bible college papers that I look at from time to time. One time I got marked down for something that would never happen in today's environment, because there are word programs that are available, grammar programs, punctuation programs, that you can say, okay, double check my punctuation here. And so I got graded because I missed a comma or I missed a semicolon. And now that would never happen. But those teachers were trying to encourage me to be the best that I could be. So, offense, if you've ever encountered the book by John Bevere called The Bait of Satan, it is a book that deals with offense. And offense is literally like taking the bait of a trap that was designed to take your life or to take your freedom. So offense has no godly purpose. It's not meant to be a lifestyle that we are to embrace. So if you are offended, It gives you the opportunity to pray and say, okay, God, I know that this is one of the devil's schemes and he is opposed to everything of you. So I'm going to use that as motivation. God, would you work in my heart? Would you uproot this offense? Would you make sure there's no root of bitterness that grows up inside of me? Because I want my heart to be a garden that you keep as the Lord of the harvest. So, another scheme that the enemy uses is jealousy. Carnal jealousy, or jealousy from mankind's perspective, causes us to realize that we are suffering something because someone else made a bad decision. There is a difference between God is a jealous God and the concept of jealousy from fallen men. Fallen men says this: if I can't have you, no one else can have you. And they're jealous because of their loss. Godly jealousy: God knows the blessing that he wants to bring into our life, and he is jealous for us because he knows what we're going to lose in the process. And so God's holy. We have to be very careful when looking at words, and I would say even reading scriptural passages from the Old Testament, that we've got to make sure that we read those passages from a New Testament perspective to see what God wants us to do, how he would want us to live. And so God came to make the blessings and the favor of God available to us that sin had caused us to lose. So jealousy can be a very sneaky thing. Jealousy can show up in a relationship between a husband and a wife. Jealousy can show up between siblings, like it did with Cain and Abel. Jealousy can even show up in churches. Jealousy can show up in just about any situation that you can imagine. It is one of the schemes or the wiles or the method that the devil uses with a great deal of effectiveness. One of the other things is he sows strife and discord. Now, this is never a good thing between people who are living for God. And so I've had people sow seeds of strife and discord between me and other people, and I didn't appreciate it. I had a situation where God chastised me and said, "How dare you sow seeds of strife and discord between a person and their pastor?" And I was like, "I didn't know I did that." Sometimes it can be unintentional. With the enemy, it's never unintentional. It's always intentional. Now, here's what I have done, and that is, if I know that there is a person, and all people are very precious to God, and yet the enemy is leading them astray, I will pray that a spirit of strife and discord will break out in between those people so that they will get back onto the path of godliness. And that's a scriptural principle. That is perfectly permissible. So I would highly recommend that if you know that there is someone that is dealing with a relationship that is leading them away from God. So we talked about that the devil is the slanderous one. He is a liar. He is the father of lies. So anytime he's speaking, you know that he is lying. Even if the words he says are true, he is presenting the, for instance, the demon-possessed girl in Acts chapter 16 said, "These are men or servants of the Most High God, telling us the way to be saved." The message was true. The messenger was a liar. And so there was a lack of credibility to the message because of the spiritual nature of the messenger. So here's what I do. If I find out that a person is a liar, I stop listening to them. That's not a bad thing. That's actually wisdom. So the Bible talks about rulers need to surround themselves with people who will not tell them what they want to hear, but they will tell them the truth. So right now we see an American landscape that lying is something that happens way, way too often. I remember growing up thinking that I was being told, "Well, you can't believe anything this country says because they're liars," only to find out as I went deeper into history that the people who were telling me about those people were liars had a history of being liars themselves. I hope and pray that you are a lousy liar. I am a lousy liar. anytime I'm tempted to lie, I feel like there's this great big neon arrow that is flashing over me that says lying, lying, lying. And everybody knows. So there's no sense in lying about it. Just tell the truth. The thing about is if you live a lifestyle of deception, you've got to remember all of the different lies, because sooner or later, the truth is going to slip out. And then you've got to exacerbate the problem with more lies, more obfuscation, and more confusion just to try and keep up the deception. So pray that God will give you ears for spiritual truth. He is also a thief. The enemy is a thief. And we need to realize that he has come to steal. He's come to kill. He's come to destroy. So those are three things that we need the armor of God to protect us, so that we will be able to stand victoriously in our relationship with God and the authority that God has given to us, so that we will be able to maintain the possession of the things that God has entrusted to us. So I would highly encourage you to make sure that you be a good steward. Protect that which has been entrusted to you. Long time ago, God dropped something, a spiritual strategy into my life. And it was when our church was, we did not have enough volunteers to be able to do whatever we were doing. And we ended up partnering with someone else to do this ministry. And next thing we knew, it was no longer a community effort. It had been branded by them, and then their workers all dropped off the planet, and it was us doing all of the work still. And God spoke to me, and he said this: whenever I give you something, don't give it away. Maintain stewardship over it. And so the end result was the ministry died because we didn't have enough laborers. So let me tell you about this small church that I pastor. We have said, God, we are willing to do anything that you want us to do ministry-wise. We just need you to provide the laborers. And so we have laborers scattered all throughout the country that have, you know, been discipled at Merit Assembly of God. But we need laborers at Merit Assembly of God. And so if you want to join us in praying, pray for us that God would send the laborers that we need, because that's not a preference. It is a need. I'm asking you, as a pastor, pray for us that God would send us the laborers that we need. The enemy comes to steal. He comes to kill and destroy. Jesus came that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy also will come in disguised. This would fall back under the deception, under the lying thing. He will come pretending to be one thing when in reality he is not. He will come to pretend to be one of the sheep, while in actuality the reality is he's coming to consume the sheep. So you need to pray and ask God to give you eyes to see, not people who've infiltrated the church, but people who have been integrated into the body of Christ as people who are believers. One of the other strategies that the enemy uses. And you can see this with Judas. You can see this in the life of Jesus, is that betrayal. Betrayal is one of the schemes of the enemy. Now, when you have that happen, you've got to ask God to heal your heart. Jesus did not allow betrayal to change him spiritually. He remained true to his character, but that betrayal was painful. An abandonment, you know, if you've never been abandoned, congratulations. There's a guy by the name of Bill Wilson who his life took a drastic turn. He was raised in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he was abandoned by his parents on a street corner, or by his mother, I believe it was, on a street corner. But there was a pastor that came along and found a little boy doing what his mother had said, and that was, stay right here until I come back. And the pastor realized that he had been abandoned. And it resulted in him being raised in a godly house, getting called into ministry, and impacting millions and millions of lives. So if you have ever dealt with abandonment issues, I want to encourage you to be aware of the wiles, the method that the devil's used, but also that God will open your eyes to the fact that he has chosen you and wants to adopt you into the household of faith. And so whatever scheme that the enemy uses, and we are not to be unaware of these schemes, but I can tell you this, as shrewd as the enemy is, God is infinitely wiser. For every attack of the enemy, God has an exponentially greater solution to that attack. Do not volunteer to be tormented by these schemes or these methods that the devil uses, but ask God to equip you with the armor of God so that you will recognize them, you will deal with them scripturally, you will deal with them in prayer, and you will victoriously be able to stand against everything that the one who's opposing God is now opposing you and trying to make a reality in your life. Listen, I wish I was speaking theory. I'm not. I'm speaking reality. He still uses these strategies. We still need the armor of God to stand against them. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.